More Jamaicans are being given the opportunity to access Information Communication Technology ICT through the establishment of resource and skills training centers across the island. Some 182 such facilities have been constructed and opened to the public to date. The newest center was recently opened in Caribbean Palm Estate in Southwest St. Andrew. It was constructed and equipped at a cost of $6 million with financing from the Universal Service Fund, USF. President of the Caribbean Palm Estate Strata, Michelle Morgan Smith, has welcomed the facility, noting that it will improve the lives of residents and boost community spirit.
This resource will no doubt be of sustainable benefit not only to Caribbean Palms Estate, but to churches, schools, and all persons within the immediate and wider community.
Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Andrew, Portia Simpson Miller, says the facility is part of the government's commitment to empower communities by improving employability.
This $6 million IT Resource and Skills Training Center is at the very heart of the new kind of community we are building. There are 181 other communities with similar centers. This is the 182nd. Another 49 are in different stages of development, while nearly 150 applications for the build-out of IT resource and skills training centers are awaiting approval.
The Prime Minister says the resource center will provide a place for students to prepare for examinations and will also serve as a homework and skills center, where both children and adults will receive assistance with reading and communication skills, as well as mentorship and character building. Mrs. Simpson Miller says young people and adults alike will now have a suitable place to study, while senior citizens will be exposed to the computer and the internet.
The activities of this resource center is not just for the youth. It is for everybody, young, middle-aged, and the elderly who want to come and to learn how to use the computer. Everyone now has the opportunity to become technology savvy and use a computer for recreation. It is never late to learn new things. Let your hands become busy at the keyboards of these computers.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the opening of IT and skills training centers across the island represents access and opportunity for young people.
We believe that the children of Jamaica should not be at a disadvantage to the children of the world. It's a competitive environment, and we have to ensure that our children have the tools to learn.
The Information Technology Resource and Skills Training Center in Caribbean Palm Estate boasts 27 computers, one server, one printer, a multimedia projector and screen, and internet access. Over time, it is expected that Jamaicans will become more technologically savvy, thereby creating employment for themselves and ultimately contribute to nation building.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6th and Tuesday, October 7th at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com, call 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
Hey George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? Me want something to get out them white fly out of my garden.
You know, so me not really I use no pesticide again. Me I use some organic methods from the other day and them I work good. Me bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And me plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, me not have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.